Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are exceptional. And also each week I put in something I call a wombat. A joke, a story, a reading, a recording I've made. And I call those things wombats. That's where my show title comes from, Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat planned this evening. But we're going to start off with my roots, I think of them, traditional fiddle music. This is sort of a cappella. The main instrument you hear all the way through is a fiddle. And then there's a tapping sound. Now, I think that's probably bones or spoons or something, but it might be feet doing a clog or something. In any case, it adds a lot to the whole thing. But this is a fiddle tune. It's called In the Red. It's by Tammy Rogers and Don Heffington. That was In the Red by Tammy Rogers and Don Heffington. The next song is called Crazy for You, and I want to tell you about a little bit because it... And I first heard the song in a 1985 movie called Vision Quest. And in the movie, the man and the woman were getting to know each other, and the man knew that he had quite a strong feeling about this young woman. But she didn't know him yet, and so they were sitting in this bar in the dark, just talking, and there was a band playing in the background, kind of in the dark, just like a three-piece band and a female singer, and just sort of background music. And I liked the song a lot, and I was listening to it, and then I realized, wait a second, I think I recognize the singer. It was Madonna. So here was Madonna performing this song. And she wasn't, you know, a star or anything. She was just sort of like a nightclub singer, happened to be doing her job. And that's where I heard the song. So every time I hear it, I remember that movie. Great movie. You get a chance, see Vision Quest. Fun. And so this is Madonna singing Crazy for You. Crazy for You. You just heard Crazy for You, sung by Madonna. Next up is a song called Cotton Fields, and I've played a version of this by the New Christy Minstrel on the show in the past, but I never played this version. This is New Orleans jazz version of Cotton Fields, and I just love the rhythm and the spirit that gets this and all the different instruments. So here is Cotton Fields performed in a New Orleans style.
Mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields right on. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. When them cotton bolls get rotten, you can't pick them much cotton in them old.
was just a little bitty baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. I went way down to Arkansas, people say, what you come here for? In them old cotton fields back home.
When them cotton walls get run, you can't pick that much cotton in them old cotton fields back home.
Just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
Oh, when them cotton walls get rough, you can't pick that much cotton in them old cotton fields back home.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
When I was a little bit babe, my mama would rock me in the cradle, in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Oh, when them cotton walls get rotten, you can't pick that much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old.
Cotton fields and New Orleans style. Well, while we're in the Louisiana genre, let's go to the next one. It's Bayou Boys by Eddie Raven. Another sort of New Orleans feeling song. Bayou Boys.
Parked out in the cane, ever since the first time I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered girls and I got into love. Me and my friend Albo, he's the one who had the car. We made all the dances, we made all the balls. Told each other secrets and we wore each other's clothes. One night I stole his woman, I wonder if he knows. We'd sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the littest cause we knew the might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Marie was dangerous with those dark seductive eyes. She had me saying maybe babe before I realized. She loved me so deeply and I tried to hold on. But changing don't come easy when you've been this way so long. We'd sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the letters cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Thank you.
That was Bayou Boys by Eddie Raven. Next up is a song I've played many versions of on this show. It's Knocking on Heaven's Door, written by Bob Dylan. I love the song. Just the music alone gets me. But the voices that do it in so many different ways. But I've never played this artist before. This name is Lyra Martinez. Lyra Martinez. And this is Knocking on Heaven's Door. And she has such a soulful voice. So this is a new recording for the show. And I'm going to be playing it every now and then. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Mama, take this bag off of me. Now I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. And knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
That was Knocking on Heaven's Door by Lyra Martinez. The next song is Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers Band. And I've been reading up on psychology recently, and there's the whole group subconscious that every human sort of feels, Jung's archetypes. And then there's the individual experience that modern therapy in the U.S. focuses on sometimes when they try and find your own unique experience. Well, some music is like that. This is one of those. This one is the collective unconscious. All of us. Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers Band.
Midnight Rider.
That was Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers Band. Next up comes another New Orleans, Louisiana focused one. This is Ico, which is a Mardi Gras parade. And there are a number of different recordings of it. I love them all, including this one. This is Dr. John and Ico. This is another collective unconscious one as far as I'm concerned. Ico from the Louisiana Cajun and Mardi Gras parade era. So now we're going to stay in there, but first I want to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And that my name of the show is Wombats and Music. And my name is Harry Baya. And I bring you this show because I have a lot of fun doing it. Well, it's time now for a wombat. That's what I call these oddball things I stick in. And this is going to be Justin Wilson. He was a Louisiana humorist, a Southern American chef and humorist known for his brand of Cajun-inspired cuisine, humor, and storytelling. So he's going to tell you a story about the cold, cold Cajun. Cajun being a cultural area in Louisiana. So, Cold, Cold Cajun by Justin Wilson.
I got a friend who live in Bunky, Louisiana. Now, I got to describe, give you a geography lesson if you don't mind. Bunky, Louisiana is 35 miles south of Alexander, Louisiana. And Alexander, Louisiana is right in the dead center of the state. And 1 mile north of Bunky is an overpass, passing over a railing road there. There's a fence run right there, and that's where the Dixon and Mason line run as far as us Cajuns concerned. Anything north of there is a damn Yankee to us. And what made me think about it, I mentioned Sunday. One Sunday several years ago, I got a friend that was in a barroom saloon. It wasn't a cocktail saloon, just a common old barroom saloon. And he drank a lot of that Cajun whiskey made up in Tennessee called Jacques Daniel. And he drank a lot of that, and he chased it with pop with foam on top. That's a boiling maker and his helper. I hope you pipe fitter don't mind. And he drank so much of that that he fall drunk. In fact, he gets so drunk he don't know his wholesale from his retail, and that's bad. And it's been rain for 4 or 3 days, and everything's slickery. And he got to brought himself home, and he took himself out of there, and he's so drunk he don't know his right hand from his left hand. Now, he supposed to took a right hand and took himself home, but he don't did that. He took a left hand and walked into a graveyard cemetery. He don't know that they done dug a brand new fresh grave and left it open in there on account of the rain. And he walking there, and he slick and slide all over them headstone and tombstone and gravestone and marker and mausoleum. And all of a sudden, blew! He fall right in them open grave. Well, he tried to get out, but like I'm told you, it's slickery. And he's drunk, too, and that don't help worse a damn. So all he can do is holler, "Help me, I'm cold! Whoo, boy! Help me, I'm cold! Help me, I'm cold!" And he just keep that up. Well, he left a friend in that barroom saloon. He got to took himself home, too, and he brought himself out. He's in the same shape like his friend in the grave, drunk. And he hear that noise from that graveyard cemetery when he get out there. "Help me, I'm cold. Oh, boy. Help me, I'm cold. Help me, I'm cold." Well, like all us kids, he got a big curiosity. He got to go see what the hell going on in there. And he walk in there, and he slick and slide over them same headstone, tombstone, gravestone, marker, and mausoleum. And the more close he get to that grave, the more loud that noise go, "Help me, I'm cold. Oh boy, help me, I'm cold." He got right on the edge and looked down in that Cajun that laid up there with both hands behind his head, looked straight up and holler, "Help me, I'm cold." He looked down there and said, "Of course you cold. You done kick all you dirt off of you."
That was Justin Wilson with the Cold, Cold Cajun. And I think that, too, is kind of collective humor that anyone in the world could understand that joke. But we're going into now the one that's more individual. This is called Louder Than Guns by Trett Fury. And though it actually expresses an experience that she is having with her own life, it again speaks deeply to us, but it comes through a very narrow channel rather than the big, wide, collective unconscious channel. Louder Than Guns by Trett Fury.
Thomas rants about his civil rights like I've taken them away. He is shouting about his freedom, and it's louder than the guns. He says I can't tell him what to do like I would on any day. He screams at me through angry eyes, and it's louder than the guns. Nate works at the post office and he's refused to wear a mask. He shrieks, "You'll never make me," and it's louder than the guns. They tell me I don't need it, so you won't be taking me to task. His words spit out like poison, and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Hope won't get a vaccine, it's a government conspiracy. Swears at me across the room, and it's louder than the guns. I don't care what you tell me, because it isn't my priority. She yells, "God will take good care of me," and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the guns. Shamefully louder than the guns. And what I really want to say is that it's not just about you. I want to scream it all right in your face till it's louder than the guns. But there's nothing I can say and nothing I can do till you hear the cries of the dying that is louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the guns.
That was Louder Than Guns by Tret Fury. Next up is G from 1953. It was a doo-wop song, also rock and roll, and it's by the Crows. And it was the first doo-wop song to sell over a million records. And also one of the first crossover songs that became popular in a much broader market. G was a big hit that year. By the Crows.
Love that girl.
Girl,
hold me, baby, squeeze me, never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so. Oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh,
I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Was G by the Crows. Next up is a song called A Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis. The Hole in the Bucket is a children's song often chanted or rhymed through, but this time they've modified it and made it socially relevant and put in a real strong drum beat in it. I love that drum. Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis.
Down to the city and I found myself a job working for the people who do need some helping out. But then in truth I found there was so little left to give. The government might save their lives, might not help them to live. There's a hole in the system for the people need. How do you tell a woman who is 82 years old, poor and lying in her bed and needing help at home, that there is people fall out, there's money underground, but you can't get it out when you stand at the State House. Smile and say please. Well, there's a crack in the floor, and when people fall through, they wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never leave. Well, there's a hole in the system for the people. Skin, but you never mind the bone.
There's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. There's money underground, but you can't get it out. When you stand at the Capitol, smile and say please. Well, there's a crack in the floor and the people fall through. And they wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never be.
Well, there's a hole in the system for the people.
Was Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis. Now comes another song that really could be a full-blown wombat. Tom Lehrer was a math professor at MIT and Harvard, and he also, on the side, wrote these cute little songs, which became very, very popular. And in fact, it almost absorbed his career, but he decided he wanted to be a mathematician, so he quit making these songs. What a shame. But he made so many wonderful ones. Here's one of them. This is, it's called, I'll let you understand what it's going to talk to you about. But Tom Lehrer said, the name of this song is, We Will All Go Together When We Go.
Attend a funeral. It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry. No more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a Te Deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
That was Tom Lehrer with his cheerful song, We Will All Go Together When We Go. Now, let's be a little more cheerful with this one. This is back in the old happy times of Prohibition, when the moonshiners were racing through the hills and the revenuers were chasing them, but they didn't catch them because the moonshiners knew the land better. Well, at least that's what we want to think in the myths. This is Dooley, and he's being chased. Dooley by Tony Trischka and Molly Tuttle.
Dooley. Was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal washed the boiler and the other washed the spout. Mama corked the bottles and old Dooley fetched them out.
Dooley
slipping up the holler.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley,
give me a swallow and I'll pay you back someday.
Slipping through the woods, Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his good. Now Dooley was a trader when into town he come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum.
Dooley
slipping up the holler.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley
give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
That was Dooley by Tony Trischka and Molly Tuttle. Last week we had two a cappella songs. Well, here's one for this week. This is Down in Arkansas, a song I love to sing and lead. And when you sing this to a group, after they hear the first verse, they come in with all the Down in Arkansas parts. So you have a group sing almost immediately, Down in Arkansas.
I got a gal and her name is Bill, and she's down in Arkansas. I loved her once and I love her still, but she's down in Arkansas. Now she is cross-eyed, that's a fact, but she's down in Arkansas. She cries and the tears roll down her back, and she's down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. She was cutting wheat as the north wind blows, down in Arkansas. The sickle slipped, then it cut off her nose. It was down in Arkansas. The doctor put it on, but upside down, down in Arkansas. Now when it rains, she almost drowns, down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. Some funny wedding happened the other day, down in Arkansas. A boy named Oates married a girl named Hay. It was down in Arkansas. The organ played in a minor key. It was down in Arkansas. They played "What Will That Harvest Be?" down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas.
That was Down in Arkansas. And the last song on the show today is Slow Hand by the Pointer Sisters. Kind of sultry and a little bit romantic, I think.
Stars in our eyes, we are
That was the Pointer Sisters with Slow Hand. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And each night I play these songs and occasionally, almost every week, put in something different, a little bit odd, which I call a wombat. And tonight's wombat was the Cold, Cold Cajun by Justin Wilson. But now it's time to end the show, and we do this as an audience participation thing. Are you ready? I want you to join me, and your time is now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.